If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for your fantasy draft this season. Featuring Wi-Fi, plenty of room, even private rooms. Food and drink specials are available. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Hallis Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with Bears players and coaches, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
It is 2 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Cubs get set to go this hour against the Giants in the final game of a three-game set, and they're facing off against Madison Bumgarner for the first time all season. Yeah, they missed him in Chicago's sweep, but they'll get him today out by the bay. Dexter Fowler is out one more time. Chris DeNorfio will lead off and in left for the Cubs. Matt Caesars in center, and Kyle Schwarber will catch today for Dan Heron. That's a 2:45 first pitch at AT&T Park. White Sox, though, they've dropped three of their last four. Carlos Rodon will get his second straight start against the Mariners to open a four-game set at the Cell tonight. He went back-to-back in outings against the Angels before that. Getaway day in the big leagues. Kind of a light schedule. Only three games going on right now. Lead on the Reds down in Cincinnati. That game in the bottom of the eighth. Top of the seventh in Detroit. Angels will 1-0 lead on the Tigers. Top three in Texas. It's the Blue Jays trailing Texas, a score of 1-0 there. Kansas City and Baltimore yet to get started out at Kauffman thanks to a rain delay. Bears practice at Hallis Hall today. Jay Cutler still no receivers to throw to because they're all hurt. Alshon Jeffrey, Eddie Royal, Marquise Wilson all missing practice today. John Fox, though, calls them day-to-day. They're in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals this weekend. A strong denial from the Dick Rose camp today after a lawsuit came to light accusing the Bulls guard of gang raping his ex-girlfriend 2 years ago. The spokesman calls it nothing more than a money grab, and the Bulls have little to say other than they don't have all the information. The full complaint is on our website. If you'd like to read more, it's at 670thescore.com. Sad news from the NBA. Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder, has died. The longtime Sixer was only 58 years old. And there we go. Scoreboard update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. And join the Score broadcasting live Saturday from 12 noon to 3:30 at Carnival in Chicago for the Shelby's and Stella's Place Golden Ticket Grand Finale. Come on out and witness as one lucky qualifier will walk away with a $20,000 Vivid Seats gift card. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Regulator, mount up. We're coming.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of body.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
The average football fan doesn't get to see a lot of these college players. I see it as my responsibility to kind of sell NFL fan bases on this player.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 203 Boers and Bernstein, our football conversation continues.
On Twitter, he's at NFL Draft Scout. You read his work as a senior NFL columnist at Bleacher Report, and he joins us now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Matt, hello.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Well, it's going okay for us, not so much for the Bears. And I guess let me frame the Bears' concern with this question. when you look in general at positional significance and look at, say, the value over replacement level just of a of an entire positional group, where does wide receiver rank?
Well, that's a great question. I don't think it would be super high, you know, like, you know, quarterback, left tackle, pass rusher. But it would probably be next. And I think, you know, to be super specific to the Bears, like, you might be able to get away with it if you're the Colts and you lose a player because you have, you know, you have Philip Dorsett, you have Jerron Carter, you have some guys, Dante Moncrief, younger guys with upside. The Bears kind of put all their eggs in this Alshon Jeffery, Kevin White basket, and it's a damn good basket if everybody's on the field. But, you know, Eddie Royal, you know, he might get you 4 or 5 touchdowns, and he's going to be he's not going to scare any defenses. And, you know, I don't know how long we're going to wait for Marquise Wilson to do something. But, you know, I think that for Chicago specifically with their offense, with what Adam Gase is accustomed to doing, you have to think it's pretty high.
Because that's what my worry here is, you're losing, and it doesn't really matter because it's a preseason game.
You're getting thin.
But I'm thinking that, is it good or bad? You know, Zach Zaidman just sort of posited that maybe working with lesser targets is and actually challenging Jay Cutler and saying, okay, Jay, let's see you run this thing with a bunch of bums out there. Is that better for practice purposes in a game that doesn't count?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Because you want chemistry, you know? Like, I mean, what do you hear people talk about all the time, you know? Peyton Manning's big thing is he's famous for, you know, they will work on one route a day in practice. Like, it's today we're going to run slant routes. And they get that timing down and that chemistry to where it sounds like a cliche, but he could throw that slant route to Demaryius Thomas with his eyes closed, and it would be complete. So you need that repetition. You need that chemistry, especially in a new offense. And a rookie, I mean, especially Kevin White, you know, he was a JUCO kid. So limited time against, you know, big boy college football at West Virginia. So that acclimation period just gets longer and longer. And, you know, I tweeted the other day, like, I love Bears fans and you guys are great to me, but like everybody's already calling Kevin White a bust and that's not fair. But yeah, this is going to set him back a little bit and we're going to have to be a little more patient to see him realize all that potential that he showed at West Virginia.
Yeah, and it was just a 1 year sort of thing too. I guess Matt has some. But yeah. I'm not really worried about the bust factor. It just is. It's disappointing if you're a Bears fan that you're going to suffer through a season without seeing your. I don't care where your top draft pick plays, particularly, you know. But I'd like to see him wherever. But this is just for a Bears fan. This sort of sucks, no matter what.
Yeah, it's kind of a punch in the mouth. You know, it's like you get excited about, you know, new coaching staff that looks great, new GM, and Kevin White falls to you in the first round, and then, oh, but you're going to have to wait to see him play. And I think it's more frustrating because it's kind of undefined. You know, it's not like he busted an ACL and you guys know he's not going to play this year. It's the, you know, what is wrong? What is he having surgery? When's he going to play? So I think they could do a better job handling this from a media perspective. Absolutely. From a fan perspective. Yeah. Like, people want information. We live in a day and age where you can get anything you want in terms of information. And now the Bears are saying, nope, we're not going to tell you guys anything. So I think that adds to the frustration level. And you know, I completely understand it.
And here's Eddie Goldman. Here we go. Jeremiah Ratliff suspended for the first 3 games. And this guy who is, I believe you know, you said you had a first round grade on this guy and he's going to get every chance to grab the job and not let go of it at nose tackle.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him play because Jeremiah Ratliff's a hell of a player, but I think Eddie Goldman, you know, he's bigger, he's younger, he's faster. The technique isn't there, you know, that Ratliff has, the leverage. He's going to have to learn those things. But this is the anchor of the defensive line long term. So, yeah, let's get him out there. Let's see what he can do. And, you know, like you said, I had a round one grade on him. There were times when he looked like a top 10 pick because he would just absolutely take over games. There were other times where he faded a little bit and wasn't as much of a factor, but I'm a big believer in his talent. I think he's going to be a really good player, and you know, the middle of that Bears defense is the weakness right now. So if someone like Goldman can step up, and you know, the second round pick, you need to show something. So if he can play to that level that he did at Florida State, then it's gonna be a really nice find for them long term.
And he seems to be hydrated these days. He seems to be staying on the practice field getting ready for things, because that's another thing. It was like, oh, my God. So the number one pick is standing on the sidelines. Number two pick is always he's dehydrated all the time. It's like so frustrating, Matt, because you want Ryan Pace to succeed, because you know somebody has to. Your choice with the Bears, and we were looking forward to like next year when there's several quarterbacks, because if the Bears only win three or four games, we're kind of hoping they're in the quarterback derby, and there's what, three or four or five of them that might be okay.
Yeah, next year looks good, but next year always looks better.
Yes, it does.
Always. It's like, you know, the new girlfriend always looks better than the ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she's crazy, you know? So in August, yeah, the quarterback class looks better, but, you know, give us 9 months to pick these guys apart, and there might be one or two that look pretty good. So it's always, you know, you have to be super cautious with that, but, you know, the way the draft works, there's always going to be a couple good players you can get excited about, and the Bears roster isn't so loaded that, you know, let's say the quarterback's bust. Ronnie Stanley's still a really good left tackle, so there's still going to be something there. You know, Jalen Smith as a middle linebacker would still look pretty good in this defense. So there's going to be a silver lining if the season doesn't go as well as people hope. You know, we'll start talking about the draft, and there will be guys that we can get excited about and that can help turn things around.
Have you been watching Hard Knocks this year?
I have been, man. I love it.
Yeah, I do, too. I wanted to get your opinion. We were talking about it a little bit yesterday. This is one of the best seasons in my memory, to have a team that's so openly embracing it and have so many guys who just can't wait to play to the camera and be larger than life. I'm loving it. So what are you enjoying in particular?
Well, I'm a huge J.J. Watt fan, and I know it's become cool to not like him, but he's my favorite player in the NFL, hands down. So I like that. I think Bill O'Brien's fantastic, and I didn't really know what to expect from him. I've met him. We've had a couple brief conversations, but he's so unguarded, you know, and just like the F-bombs and like, mm-hmm. you know, challenging the media about the quarterbacks. And I just, gosh, he's a lot of fun. I expected more Bill Belichick, and he's kind of not like that at all, which is refreshing. And you know, Mike Vrabel is going to be a head coach.
That's my guy. That's a rising star in the football business right there, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, you go to Ohio State, and you know, he was a star there as a coach. Now he's in Houston, and I think that HBO and the NFL guys are smart to feature him, because